Welcome, friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
The natural religious nature of man always causes him to seek to gain some level of comfort and confidence based on his own activities and faithfulness relative to others. This is clearly seen in the testimony of those whom the Lord says that he will cast away in the final judgment. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works? And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. The religion of the flesh is consistently and constantly encouraging men to activity of one sort or another in order to establish a basis upon which they might prove their standing with God or gain benefits by levels of service. This religion promises to administer comfort to men as they compare themselves among themselves. It is quite common to hear men recount their various levels of faithful service and the blessings they have gained thereby, whether it be through soul winning, tithing, or any number of general good deeds which they are encouraged to be rightly proud of. While we are quite certain that faith without works is dead, we are certain that he which hath begun a good work in his children will also perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. This work which he performs is the source of all good works produced in the children of God. Rather than these works being the result of man's tedious and meticulous efforts, which they can contemplate and recount, they are rather brought about in such a manner that the right hand does not know what the left is doing. For it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. When a man has been thoroughly instructed by the Spirit of God as to the unprofitableness of his own religion, and convinced that even his righteousnesses are as filthy rags in his sight, then that man will quietly trust in him who is his hope and consolation. The man who is taught by Christ can find no solace in being more faithful than others, nor can the degree of any of his endeavors minister a sense of satisfaction to him. If he is unable to survey any works which are made manifest in him, he considers himself still at best an unworthy servant, whose hands are empty before the Lord, and one who knows that any work wrought by him is first wrought in him by a faithful Savior. Paul says that the comfort of the children of God is given to them by grace. This everlasting consolation is brought about as the Spirit causes them to contemplate that which Christ has done for them as their eternal Redeemer. He has taken away the sins of his elect, canceling their debt, removing their guilt, and causing them to be forever justified by the very law which had them bound and condemned. Oh, what sweet consolation is given to those who see Christ as their substitute, imputing his righteousness to them. So our consolation also aboundeth by Christ. They also are blessed with good hope. The sons of God find no consolation at all in their ability to believe, endure, or perform any task which might gain them favor with God. Yet they are given a good hope in Christ alone, apart from anything which they might produce in the flesh. Even the faith by which they lay hold upon this hope is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Since this work of consolation and hope is that of the Spirit, it comes as no surprise that he is pleased to manifest his presence in those with whom he is at work. The Lord told Nicodemus, "The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh, and whither it goeth. So is every one that is born of the Spirit." One cannot see the wind, but one can see the effects of the wind. They are established in every good word and work. The man who is devoid of this working of the Spirit is devoid of faith and salvation. The reborn sons of God are given a delight in the Word of God. They prize it and desire to be doers of it and not hearers only. The price of wisdom is above rubies. David testified of old, "Thy word have I hid in mine heart, that I might not sin against thee. Blessed art thou, O Lord, teach me thy statutes." They are led into truth by the same Spirit that gives them eyes to see it. The testimony of the sons of God can be found only in this word. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Let not any man think himself to be a follower of Christ, who is devoid of good works. This is folly, and is a hope without foundation, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world, looking for that blessed hope and glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people zealous of good works. Yet these works are the fruit of his Spirit and not their own endeavors.
If you would like a free transcript of this broadcast, email us at forthepoor@windstream.net.